This is Health Matters with our first report in a new series for the new year, Heritage and Healing.
Epigenetic studies have confirmed that severe trauma impacts genes in such a way that they carry traumatic stress reactions forward into a lifetime of post-traumatic stress disorder and into future generations as well. Historical trauma passed on from one generation to the next can lead directly to addiction, depression, anxiety, and fear conditioning. It can also lead to type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease.
The irony of these epigenetic studies is that Native medicine people have always known our health problems stem from historical trauma. Lemanuel Bitsoy, a Navajo PhD research associate in genetics at Harvard University, made this claim back in 2013.
So basically, science has examined on a biological level what we've been living with for generations, the impact of historical genocide, land takeover, reservations, boarding schools, and acculturation on Native health. And to clarify a point, what exactly are epigenetic studies?
Epigenetics is the study of changes in living organisms that caused by changes in gene expression. The genes themselves are not altered.
So if the genes are not changed, does that mean that the multigenerational trauma chain can be broken? Say a mother is healed of an inherited multigenerational stress reaction early in life. Say she raises her children in a non-traumatized home and her children manage to make it into adulthood without debilitating trauma. Will her children's genes no longer express themselves in a stress reaction?
That's the question. Yet, in a way, the answer seems obvious. Take the rat study that followed the development of rat babies born to bad mothers and good mothers. The babies born in the good, attentive mothers were given to bad, inattentive mothers. These rat babies developed epigenetic reactions and grew to be skittish adults. But the babies born to bad mothers and raised by good mothers appeared calm as adults. Do we really need rat studies to confirm that caring, attentive mothers who protect their children from stress and violence and isolation produced healthier adults?
Breaking the chain of multigenerational trauma is a huge task for Indian country. It requires a dedicated community of adults who are not afflicted with traumatic stress responses, adults who understand it, who are able to help those who have these responses, give them the care and support they need. Professional caregivers are one avenue. Cultural traditions are another. Schools, daycare, and youth programs are yet another. Teachers are a key influence for young people, and athletic coaches. Any adult, really, who's nurturing and supportive of young people whose families are still caught in the chain of multigenerational trauma.
And though many of our elders made the link between historical trauma and the decline of Native health throughout the U.S., this understanding didn't always find its way into community solutions. The plus side of the new science is an increase in awareness. The understanding of multigenerational stress is already improving how people impacted by it are treated and how they perceive themselves. When you are having a deeply unhealthy reaction to stress and you know there's a reason beyond your control for reacting that way, it helps you to come to terms with it.
Exactly. Take the vulnerability to addiction. Think how hard it is for an addict truly trying to stop using drugs and alcohol to deal with stress and anxiety. When they understand that their stress was programmed into their body before they were born, they can see themselves with less judgment, less self-blame.
It's the same with diabetes and cardiovascular disease. There is an important psychological shift in the way you think about your disease when you're not feeling guilty or depressed about your bad lifestyle or poor choices, especially as guilt and depression often keeps you trapped in bad habits.
I can see how greater awareness helps, but still healing widespread diseases like type 2 diabetes and addiction at this point is a long road, which is why the care of the youngest among us is so key. They need all the help and support we can give them to grow up free of traumatic stress.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Michael Heminger and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.